Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever the numbers read on your clock at this specific moment in time that words roll off my tongue, flow over my lips, into the mic, and through your speakers, penetrating your ear canals and stimulating your brain. Welcome to From the Mind of Mr. L. Welcome back to another episode of From the Mind of Mr. L. I am the compassionate Dom, the sensual sadist, the southern gent with a sprinkle of filth, your host, Mr. L. How's everybody feeling out there? I hope y'all are doing good. Hope you're taking care of yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and of course, sexually. I know it's been a couple weeks since since last I talked and you lent me your ears to penetrate with my words. So I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. A couple things. First of all, please make sure that you like and subscribe to the podcast, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, whatever that you listen to. Make sure that you like and subscribe. It's just one of those things where we want to see numbers consistently increase. And I want to make sure that you guys are the first to know and get notified when a new episode drops. Also, share the podcast with your friends. Hell, if you got family members you want to share it with, do that. Co-workers, whoever, somebody that you know that could use a little bit of filth in their life, but also be educated and entertained at the same time. Share it with them. Let's get the word out. We're trying to grow this thing. And speaking of growing this thing, shout out to y'all. I appreciate each and every one of you who consistently listen, or even if you've only listened to a few episodes, whoever, I appreciate you, because officially every single episode up until this one, so 1 through 17, have gone over 100 plays. Wow. I have one that's on the brink of 300, a few of them that are in the 200s, another one that is on the brink of 300, my pilot episode and the foreplay of the love languages, where I talked about words of affirmation outside and inside of sex. Both of those are almost at 300 listens. Even the episode from the last episode, episode 17, is almost at 200 plays within 2 weeks. So shout out to y'all. I appreciate the support. I still don't understand. I mean, I guess I get it. I just be on here talking and y'all are still willing to listen and rock with your boy. So I appreciate you all. But yes, let's continue to make these numbers grow. So definitely throw it in the group chat. I know y'all got a group chat. Fellas, throw it in yours. You know, tell your boys, hey, yo, go check my mans out. He talking some real shit. Or slide it to your lady friend or lady friends, whoever. And be like, yo, go check out my guy and let me know what you think. Tell me if there's some things that he talked about that you might be interested in. And ladies, go ahead, you know, I know y'all got y'all group chat too with your girls, go ahead and throw that in there and be like, yo, go check this dude out, you know, the southern gent with the sprinkle of filth. You might learn a little something, or at least you're gonna enjoy his voice, whatever. Let's just continue to share this thing, and I appreciate you guys. I love each and every one of you. What's been going on since the past 2 weeks? You know, for myself, I wouldn't say a lot. You know, work, the usual. But I also got to kick it with one of y'all's favorite podcasters. She came home to do some stuff, and we got a chance to kick it while she was here. So shout out to Kinks with Kiki. She was on the most previous episode, Happy Kinktober, where we talked about, you know, a lot of different kinks and things of that nature, because October is National Kink Month. And I hope that you all have done something kinky. I really do. If not, it's not too late. We still got a few weeks left. So go out and do a little something kinky. There are a lot of different kinks for you to explore. So I was able to indulge in my kink side. I don't even know what this kink would be called or identified as, but it's definitely something dealing with food. And if you follow me on Instagram, which you should, which is From the Mind of Mr. L on Instagram, go follow me, interact with me. I have some posts up there and things of that nature, and see what I got going on. Like the three guys and a girl with my girl AJ from the Boom Boom Chronicles, my guy Slim Stay Scheming, and the dating expert Val, dating_GenYZ, I believe is his handle. But you'll find us all there when we do our lives every other Wednesday. But anyways, yes, so on my Instagram live, not Instagram live, but on my Instagram stories, I posted a picture of some cookies. And I had everyone guess what type of cookies they were and the special ingredient that was put into these cookies. Now, Kiki, she had a birthday a couple weeks ago at the beginning of October. Matter of fact, October 1st. And she requested one specific thing, that I baked her some cookies with this special ingredient in it. I only had one person answer correctly. Now, I've had this, I've had someone request this before, and I just never got around to it. So I was a little excited to be able to do this again, and especially for a good friend of mine. So, yes, a lot of you were correct. They were lemon cookies. But the secret ingredient in the cookies, come on, y'all should know me by now. Y'all know it's going to be something filthy, something kinky. The secret ingredient was, I don't know if y'all can hear that drum roll, but it was cum. It was my personal, you know, semen, I guess you would say, fresh out the balls. And I was able to incorporate it into some cookies. There's actually a book on cooking. There's two out there, Cooking with Semen. But all I did was just find a regular recipe for some lemon cookies. And I incorporated that in the cookie and in the lemon glaze that went on top of the cookie. So, yeah, it was an interesting experience. It was fun, something fun to do, because I'm like, all right, what can I do to really bring this out? I like to cook. I like to bake, things of that nature. I sit and watch Chopped all the time, you know, on the Food Network. It's a great competition. And I'm always like fascinated by what type of creativity the chefs are going to do, or what they're going to come up with. But, that's all kind of felt like this was my secret ingredient in the basket, and I had to do something with it. But I delivered. Apparently the cookies were delicious. Mission accomplished. I'm not going to say that I would not do it again. I have fun with it. There may be a video of start to finish from the process of making the cookies, the whole process of making the cookies, that I might throw up on a Patreon or, yeah, my OnlyFans. We'll see. But yeah, that was fun. That was definitely something kinky. I know some people are like, yo, nut in food, or cum or semen in food. And I don't think you really could taste the nut in the batter. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been told that my nut is delicious, because one, I don't drink a lot of sodas, juices. There's a lot of water over here. I don't eat out as much, but I take care of myself. So I've been complimented on the taste of my semen multiple times. And I mean, what way to enjoy it also than incorporating it into some food, you know? So that was fun to do. That was fun to do. Be on the lookout. I'm going to have some cum cookies brand maybe, or line launched from the Mind of Mr. L cum cookies. Who knows? We'll see. But it was cool. It was dope doing it. And it was a great gift to give. And so that is just kind of how we're going to transition into our topic for this episode. We're going to continue with the love languages. It's kind of like a little series that I wanted to do, because I wanted to dive deeper into them. I know I did the episode a long time ago, just speaking on the five love languages in general and giving some examples of things. But I wanted to dive into them on their own separately. And we've already done words of affirmation, which was one of my top. So now we're going to do one of the ones that I would say usually scores the lowest for most people, for a lot of people, majority of the people. This is like number five on their love language. chart or test, you know, however you look at it. So yeah, we're going to dive into the love language of receiving gifts. Yes, that is actual love language. If you haven't taken the love language test, I'm going to need you to go do so. And my apologies if y'all hear paper rattling in the background. I found out, like, one, I've always loved to write, but I like to jot down my notes on paper and then transfer them to a computer. But I didn't do that today. I just love when my pen just gets going and it just constantly just freely goes, and the ideas just trickle from my mind down into my arm and through the pen, and then my pen and paper make love together, and thus an episode of From the Mind of Mr. L has been birthed. But let's get into receiving gifts. If you are a person who receiving gifts is one of your top love languages, because, well, let's be honest, each five, they hold a place in all of our love languages. It's just a certain percentage. But for those who have receiving gifts at the top of their way to be loved, basically it's that you feel love in the form of gifts, whether big or small. The gesture of receiving a gift demonstrates that you are seen, cared for, and prized. You know, to some people, it can be physical symbols of love that materially express the affection someone has for them. Also, it's evidence to your partner that you love them, just like we like actions that are followed by words to prove what you're saying is true. This is one of those things that your partner can physically see and physically touch in order to feel that love from you. Again, this is probably one of the, it is number five, I think, on my list when it comes to love languages for myself, because I'm more of a pleaser and a giver. So, like, I enjoy giving the gifts to someone. It's just like seeing that person happy with what I've gotten for them, especially after I've paid attention to things, to what they say they need and they want. It just brings me happiness to see them when they get that gift. And I think that's the case with a lot of people who are natural pleasers and natural givers. It's just usually that opposite for us, you know, is hard to receive. So if I'm usually the person giving, and then when it's my turn to receive, I'm not saying that I don't know how to receive, but it's just kind of like, oh wow, well, you know, thank you, you didn't have to do this, but you did, and I'm appreciative of it. But it doesn't mean, like, we just don't hold it as high of a standard as the other four love languages, you know. But there are some common misconceptions to gift receiving gifts for a love language, especially for the people who do have this at the top of their list, because a person can be seen as materialistic when they have receiving gifts as their top love language, and this isn't always the case. Yes, don't get me wrong, there are some cases where people are very materialistic, and it may not even be, you know, anything dealing with you. They just want it, you know, because it's an item that they see that they want. They care about what the price tag is on it and all of this, that, and all that. Has to be this, it has to be that. But it's not always the case. For a lot of people, they really don't care what the price tag is. It's really the thought that goes into the gift, you know. It's just something that can physically be held of some sort, with some sort of meaning to it. So any little trinket, any little gift, any little item, as long as it's got some meaning to it, some substance to it, then usually a person who likes to receive gifts, they don't care, you know, about how much it costs. They aren't that materialistic. Another misconception, which goes in hand with that one, is that a person believes that they have to break the bank for a gift. And that is absolutely not true, you know. Now, if you do, that's fine. If you do, that's fine. You know, you want to get the best of the best for your person. That's cool. If they desire or require the best of the best, and you can deliver that to them without hurting yourself financially, or to the point where you hurt yourself financially and it takes you a little time to recover, but your partner doesn't understand. And they still continue to want from you. Now, that's a different story. But again, it's not all about the price for majority of the people, but the thought or the sentimental value behind whatever that gift is that you got for them, whether it be something fancy like jewelry. You know, jewelry can cost anywhere from, depending on what kind, $20 to hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, you know. Or it could be something like a nice little $10 notebook or a slice of cake, some pie, something like that. It's, once again, the sentimental value of it that people who have receiving gifts as a top love language, that it caters to their soul, it caters to their heart. Just like one instance, I remember a good friend of mine who I used to work with, her and her now husband, like, they didn't break the bank for their engagement rings. I know that's one of the big things that we hear talk about a lot, is like, all right, you know, you should save up, I think, what, 3 years salary or 3 months salary, something like that. I don't know. I don't remember, except when I saw it, I was like, yo, that's ridiculous. No, I'm going to find a ring that I feel is fitting for my future wife. But we'll get to that, you know, on down the line. But yeah, what did they get each other? They got like some Batman rings or something like that, because that's something that they both were into. They both were into comics and superheroes and video games of that nature, and it was fitting for them. They were just like, no, why am I going to break the bank for a physical item where society tells me that I need to pay this amount of money for this, but this type of ring means much more to us than that ring does. So again, I say, it's not all of, you don't have to break the bank. No, please know who your partner is, and just know that you do not have to break the bank. Another misconception when it comes to people who like to receive gifts as a love language is that the giver will usually think that, oh, I should only give gifts on holidays. At wrong. No, please do not do that. There are really only a handful of holidays that we celebrate that could warrant giving a gift, you know, along with special occasions such as birthdays, anniversaries, things of that nature. No, please do not just wait for those days to give your partner a gift, especially when this is one of the top love languages, because I can guarantee you that they will not be satisfied and they will not feel the love coming from you if you just wait on those specific days. Yeah, trust me, nothing hits like a just because gift, or I saw this and thought of you, I remember you saying that you needed or wanted this type gift. Doesn't have to be on one specific day, especially when they're expecting a gift. No, surprise them with some shit. Like, that surprise factor also works wonders. You know, when they're least expecting it, you never know. They could be having a bad day, they could be having a long week, or they could be happy and you just want to add more happiness to that. Grab them something. If you're out and about and you see something that reminds you of your partner or something that they've talked about, grab that shit and give it to them. You know, also packaging is important. You don't want to just give it to them in the bag and be like, yo, here you go. Nah, go to the Dollar Tree, grab you a nice little gift bag, gift box, whatever it is, and go ahead and package it up. Presentation definitely matters. That is something for you all to keep in mind. You want them to see that some thought actually went into this, and that's from whatever you use to package it up, because that anticipation factor of like, oh snap, what is it? It looks nice, it looks well put together, but they don't know exactly what's lying inside of whatever wrapping that you're giving. You know, just imagine kind of like you're a kid at Christmas, if that's what you celebrate, and there are gifts under the tree and you're just sitting there eager to wrap them because it looks good. But that suspense is what makes it even better, because you're not sure what exactly it is. You can get a feel for it, an idea, but that suspense continues to build, and you're just like, oh, I'm eager. I can't wait to open this one, this gift right here, because it's for me. So yes, please keep that in mind. But also, when it comes to giving a gift to your partner, it is very important to pay attention to them. Pay attention to how they react to some things, you know, whether it's something that they see, whether it's something that they experience. Pay attention to that, especially the things that they say. Whether it's something they blatantly say that they want, you know, like, oh, I want this, I deserve this, whatever it is, pay attention to that. We are adults. We know what context clues are. We should be able to identify some of those during a conversation with people or with our partners. You know, the I would love to try this, or I've always wanted to dot 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 whatever, I think I'd look good in this, those type of things. Those should have your ears like on it, like, oh shit, okay, my partner wants this, or they're thinking about this, whether it's like a date or an item. Just be attentive to what your partner is saying. One of my things that I usually like to do, I will pull out my phone shortly after and I will write it down in the notes. I will have a certain section just dedicated to my partner and things that they're saying that they want or need, so that way, you know, when they're least expecting it, I can surprise them with it. That's another thing that I get that joy from, surprising them with gifts. When you give them the gifts that they mentioned in random conversation, it really shows once again that you paid attention to them. You really were just sitting there listening to what they were saying. You don't want to always just give a gift to your partner, something that you just see and you're just like, oh, I want to get this for them. Like, yes, that's great, it's cool that you do that, but also pay attention. They'll let you know for the most part, unless they expect you to be a mind reader or something, then that's a different case. But majority of us, you know, let your partners know what you want. Give them some hints, good hints. Don't just, you know, bullshit them and, well, I gave you a hint, like, woman, you said that, you know, ice cream is cold. What the fuck kind of hint is that? And you gonna sit here and tell me that you want the new UGG blanket or shoes or whatever. I think people still wear UGGs, I'm not sure. But yeah, now what ice cream, what the hell ice cream got to do with UGGs? Please make that math make sense. And men do it too, but we'll get into them in a little bit. But yes, please pay attention to what your partner is saying. They will tell you what they need eventually, or what they want, or things that they like. That things that they like is really something that you can play off of. If you know they like one thing, there are either similarities or things that branch off from that one thing that they like and enjoy that you can take and run with it. And even if they don't, you know, necessarily rock with the gift like that, it's still the fact that you got them something and you thought about them. So, Mr. L, what are some good gifts to give my partner or partners if I'm not a good gift giver? I'm glad you asked. I have some that I've written down, things that I've thought about, some things that I've heard other people say. One of those, plants or flowers. A good just because flower, especially if you know that your person enjoys flowers or plants. I'm great for stopping by and just grabbing a bouquet or a dozen or two of roses. If I see some and I'm just like, yo, I haven't given her roses or I haven't given her flowers lately. I know there are some people who I've talked to where the husband gives his wife new flowers every time the ones that he gave her previously dies. They get replaced every single time, and she enjoys that because she loves flowers or because they match the decorations of the house. Whatever reason. Plants, we have a lot of plant people out here. I am a plant dad as well, but plants bring good energy, good oxygen. It's positivity when it comes to plants. So definitely switch it up. Give them some plants instead. They last longer if you know what you're doing with them. A food item, especially from their favorite restaurant, bakery. Hell, if you you can get to their grandparents and be like, yo, you know, such and such really enjoys when you cook this or that. Would you mind making them some? And then I will, I'll pick it up and give it to them. Things like that. On your way to work, if you know, or not on your way to work, but on your way from work, and you stop to get you something to either eat, snack on, or whatever. Think about your partner. So when you get there, it's just like, you know, I stopped at, let's say, just say Cookout, which is a southern staple down here in the South. Stop at Cookout and I got me a strawberry cheesecake milkshake. And I know that you got a thing for the cookies and cream. So I got you one too. I figured you might enjoy it. Now don't get mad if they don't eat it right then and there. They might put it in the freezer and just save it to later. But still, the fact that you thought about them while you were out and you were doing something for you, but you included them in it, that matters. And you gave them that gift of just a milkshake. Something that small could go a very long way. Jewelry, of course, you know, rings, watches, necklaces, earrings, all of the whole shebazz. There are people who actually thoroughly enjoy jewelry and they are passionate about it. You know, it's not just something flashy for the internet to them. It's something that they actually really like. So if that is your partner, get them some jewelry and charm bracelets. I love a good charm bracelet. I will put you guys onto something. Ladies and men, whoever, they, thems, and all of those in between and outside of it. Here's a great gift I did. And it's also something that you could do with a family member, but get someone a charm bracelet, okay? And every time that you all go out and do something, find a charm, you know, maybe the next week or two, or whenever you can get to it, find a charm that represents something and means something that you can put on that bracelet or a necklace, so that way they can remember the time that you had, and you can explain to them or have a nice little note written like, hey, I got this rollerblade for you to put on your charm bracelet because it reminds me of our first date at the roller rink, or when we accidentally crashed into each other because I couldn't skate and I made you mad, but by the end of the night I left with your number, whatever. Something that is very sentimental and holds value to it. So yes, get a person a charm bracelet and continue to add charms throughout each experience that you all go through. This next one is kind of an easy one because it's something that a lot of people do enjoy and have, but shoes and clothing. So of course, you know, we buy clothes because we need to wear them. We don't live in a nudist colony, unfortunately. And fortunately, but yes, some clothing items. Just, oh, hey, I noticed that your sweater was ripped, so I went and got you a new one. Or I thought you looked nice in these. I know you wanted these shoes. Or if they're a collector of shoes and you know there's a specific shoe in general or a specific brand, continue to cater to them with that. You know, if you know they're collecting Jordans and there are some dropping, maybe they weren't able to get them, but you were able to cop them for them, and then you can surprise them with it. You know, that's one thing that they like, and you're still providing that gift to them where they can feel the love. Like, I don't know if y'all have ever tried to win some shoes off of like the sneakers app. That shit is tough. So if somebody's able to come through with some shoes for me that I wanted off of that app, I'm going to be hype. I'm going to be appreciative. I'm going to feel loved and special. A trip. Definitely. Give somebody the gift of a trip, whether it's solo or together. Usually if I'm paying for a trip, is we're going together. We're both going to go enjoy this trip. But I'm including you in it. I want you there. You deserve this. This is a gift from me to you. So definitely do a trip. Get the hell out of wherever y'all are and just get away. Just the two of you. Or three or four, however many partners you have. You might be in a poly relationship, or you might have a unicorn. Who knows? Definitely a trip. something from their favorite place. If they have like Disneyland or something that they really enjoy going to, and you know that you're going to be in the area or close by where you can drive and get them something, do that. Go grab that for them. It's only going to take you a few minutes, you know, just spend a little money. It's not even, and that's the thing, it's not the monetary part about it. It's just the fact that you were willing to get them a gift because you thought of them. I know y'all going to hear me say that quite a few times throughout this episode, but it needs to be said. It needs to be understood. A day of doing something they enjoy, such as the spa, maybe a concert, or to go see some type of music, opera, rap, whatever it is that they're into. You're just treating them to a day of something that they really enjoy doing. Wine tasting, whiskey tasting, whiskey making, planning these types of days of doing something that they enjoy doing and they may not get a chance to do on an everyday basis because they're working or they're constantly busy and things of that nature. So plan a day out for your person, especially the spa days. I need a good spa day. I don't know about y'all. Back starting to get a little tight, knees cracking a little bit. My face could use a nice cucumber or alloy mask, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm, you know, still learning about the skincare routines. Perfume or cologne, especially if you know they have a collection already, they'd like to smell good, grab them that. You want your partner to smell good, right? You want that hoodie, ladies. We know it's hoodie still in season, you little thieves. But if you want the hoodie because it smells like him, it reminds you of him, then buy him something nice to smell good. So that way when you smell the hoodie after he's put on the cologne and worn the hoodie, and you're just like, yeah, I got him that shit, you know. And fellas, get your girl some perfume. Have her out here smelling delicious. A purse. I know Telfar, I think that's how you pronounce it, Telfar is pretty popular, and they constantly are dropping new colors. Or there might be some shit that's some heat coming out with different purses, Louis bags, whatever it is. Grab that for your person. Just like people are sneakerheads, there are some purse heads out here who really are fascinated and love a good purse. So a purse, a wallet. This is definitely one of my favorites to receive, but candles. Give me a candle or two or three or five, it doesn't matter, but I love just when the whole atmosphere is set and smells good. And especially if it's something like the cologne perfume that reminds me of your scent, I love that, because every time I light it, I'm going to think of you, you know. A pet. I know a lot of people might want a dog, might want a specific puppy, and they're either hard to find or you can find it and they just want one in general. And you just show up like, hey, here you go. Here's your dog, here's your cat. And they'll be happy because it's something that they wanted and you got it for them. Let's keep going. Oh, you can also make something. Everything doesn't have to be bought. You can make items. I'm not going to sit here and be like food, but yes, you can make food. Apple pie is one of the keys to my heart. If you can make a mean apple pie, that's it. I'm yours. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, but it needs to be good, nice and warm, with a little caramel would be dope. And it doesn't matter, it can have the crumble topping or it can have the regular topping. I just love apple pie. Make sure there's enough butter in the crust because I like that. And I love when the juices just go down and get soaked into the crust. But anyways, yes, make things, whether it's a food item or hell, like a little arts and crafts joint, you know. Just something, again, that holds that sentimental value to them. Now, don't just like make some little random ass star and be like, oh, here, babe, I got this for you. Unless they are into that. Because they'll probably look at you like, all right, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? All right. So keep that in mind. If your partner or partners are, if they're an entrepreneur, something that helps their business, you know, they would be really appreciative of that. I remember when I was dating a young lady, she had a like fashion business, we'll say. She crocheted, and I remember her telling me constantly, like, yeah, I need to get a new mannequin because this, this, this one with this particular thing on it. And so I was like, all right, bet. I soaked it in and I'm like, let me start looking. And I found not exactly the one that she was looking for because they were out, but one that was extremely similar to it. And to this day, she still uses it. Because, like, to me, that's me. I'm investing in their business with this gift. I'm investing in them. I believe in them. And that's also what a gift like this can show, is that, hey, I believe in what you're doing and I'm here to support you no matter what. So take this as a gift of me investing in you and showing you that I love you by giving you this to help you with your business to further succeed. Something from their favorite movie or show, whether this be a poster, an action figure, one of those little Funko Pops, you never know. Just something that you know they enjoy, this movie or show. Like, I love a Goofy movie, all right? Top three Disney movies of all times, argue with your mama. But you got the single dad and Goofy who's out here raising his son the best that he can. And you got Powerline. You got Tevin Campbell over there singing. That was my shit. And I got like a Powerline t-shirt for Christmas one year as a gift. And I was hyped because that was my shit. So think of that favorite movie or show. It could be with a shirt, some socks, a hat, a poster, something signed, a particular artifact or item used in the movie, depending on how much money you want to put into it. I know that they auction a lot of movie props off, but you could definitely look into doing that. If there's something that's coming out where, you know, of course we do get influenced by social media some, but if there's something that you know that's hot, going back to the person, to the shoes, that's coming out and you want your partner to have the best of the best, or you want them to be able to be like, yo, I got this, it just came out, do that if there's something that you know that they desire, something that you want to do for them. Thinking of back to the movie and like show thing, I remember this one young lady I was talking to, and she was telling me how Beauty and the Beast was one of her favorite Disney movies, and you know, she's explaining about how it made her feel and going into detail, and it was just really good conversation. And I went out and I found Chip was the teacup. It was Chip and I think Mrs. Potts or whatever her name was. And I found this at the store and I was like, yo, I think she would really like this. And she could actually drink out of it. And, you know, it was painted with Chip's face on it and everything. And I got that for her. And to this day, I know she still holds on to that cup. It has sentimental value to it. A photo album could be something else. You know, create a photo album of either just pictures that you've taken of them or pictures that you've taken of both of you. Or just something that you know they enjoy, like nature, you know, pictures of nature, and just put them in, compile them in like a photo album so that way they can go back and look at it and enjoy it and be reminded of those memories of things, you know. Maybe some pictures bring them peace, some may bring them joy, some may bring them happiness. So just keep that in mind with a photo album. Now, I do want to just flip it a little bit. And talk about gift giving for men in particular. Now, that list that I just went through, that is very gender neutral. Like, you can get anybody any of those things. But when it comes to men, I've heard that it is definitely hard for people to shop for men in particular. Just because I think that, one, it's a cultural thing and thing that we have constantly grown up with, was men being the providers. Although I know that some will say now it's not a lot of men who are trying to provide, but men being providers and usually the ones giving gifts, so it's a little awkward and different when men are the ones receiving it. You know, if you're constantly the person giving, like I said earlier, just because it's one of your strongest suits to cater to it, it can be the opposite for you to receive those things. So I know it can be awkward for some men to receive gifts. I'm not going to lie. That's one of my things that I've been working through. Not in a like, I don't want this or I don't know how to act. It's like, oh, wow, I'm appreciative of it. But being the giver and the pleaser that I am, it's just like, oh wow, I need to process this. How do I respond, react? Like, I'm happy, but okay. Like, if y'all get what I'm saying, you're just like a little indifferent when it comes to you being on the receiving end of that. And some other times I think that enough men aren't in touch with themselves enough to know what they need or what they want, or even to recognize, like, hey, I can also receive gifts. Because I think that sometimes we are taught as men, just, yo, you don't need a gift. What do you need a gift for? Go get it on your own. And we don't realize that, oh, it's okay for you to want something or to want someone to bless you with a gift. And also, you know, men aren't as vocal as they should be when it comes to those things. So it definitely can be a hassle buying gifts for a man. Like my father, Father's Day, his birthday, Christmas. Yeah, those days, like, we usually get him stuff. Like, outside of that, if I see something that I know he might like, I'm like, right, you know, I'm going to grab this for Pops real quick. But every year, for a while, it was kind of like the same thing over and over. We would get him a pair of shoes, some clothes, a new grill, a hat, some, you know, a little bit of this, some yard stuff or something like that. Like, but it would get a little repetitive, at least like every 3 years. It's just repeat. So I definitely get it. And I know I'm not easy to be like, oh, well, hey, I like this, I want this. And then somebody gets it for me, and then I'm thinking, oh, I was just going to wait and get it for myself. Like, you didn't have to do that. So, man, let's do better about vocalizing and also getting in touch with ourselves to see what it is that we want and that we need. But here are a few more items that are gender neutral, but also do cater to men. Draws. You can never go wrong with too many draws. That's all I'm saying. I love to get draws. As a kid, you would hate that as a gift. But now as an adult, brief me. Go ahead and give me my little box of briefs. I'm good. And I will be happy. Along those lines, socks. Socks are really important because I don't know about y'all, but some dryers like to eat up socks and tear holes in them. So definitely socks. T-shirts, you know, whether it's something Nike or some of their specific team of a sport on it. Whatever. Video games. I'm not saying you got to go out here and buy a PS5, which one of my boys, I know you listening, his girl got him a PS5 for his birthday recently. And I'm just like, you know, man, I'm happy for you. A little tear rolling down my eye. but like, if that's what you want to do, that's great. Get him that PS5 or the new Xbox, whatever it's called. It's PS gang over here. Some specific shoes, we covered that. A watch, a necklace, a beer kit. Definitely keep that beer healthy. I know you want to moisturize it as well, but when you're not available, I need to get some nutrients and other moisturizer. Skincare items. So one, we can stop stealing y'all shit, but two, because we need to take better care of our skin. Three, books. Especially if that person loves to read, grab them some books. Give them something that can stimulate their mind as well. A grill, if you have the space, because, I mean, for the most part, I think a good amount of people like to grill or enjoy grilled foods. Things for their car, definitely. I believe I saw somewhere one time where someone said that it's crazy because women will have the cleanest house from top to bottom, but cars be filthy. And then vice versa with men, where their cars will be clean from front to back, but when you get in their crib, it's a different story. Candy. If they have a specific candy, they like, create like a little candy, but spooky season is here, you know. Halloween's coming up. Create like a little spooky season bucket or bin for your partners. Just throw in some candy, some socks, some underwear. You know, a couple odd and end things that you know they would like. Tickets to a sporting event, you know, that also is dope. Let them go see their favorite team play. Something for his man cave, whether it goes back to posters, it could be whiskey glasses, Hell, it could be speakers for the TV, whatever it is, a new recliner, whatever it is that you know that they would enjoy to go in that place would be great. Now, before I wrapped this part up, I know I had some people throwing some non-physical gifts where we say time, presence, patience, trust, love, and yourself, which all are great things that you do give to somebody. But when it comes to gift giving, they need to see that physical thing, you know, for whatever their personal reasons are, get them that physical thing. Plus, I'm not getting you any physical thing if I don't think that we're covering all of those, the time, the presence, the patience, the trust, and the love. Like, nah. But let's flip the script to gift giving, you know, as Luda once said, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. So we're going to switch it to how to cater to a partner's needs when gift giving or gift receiving is one of their love languages, but in the sexual aspect of things. Once again, I will say that it is still important to pay attention to what your partner wants, needs, and desires. All right. That is very, very important and a major key. But let's continue. All right. What are some things that you can give your partner when it comes to gifts in the sexual aspect? Y'all know me by now. Y'all know one of the first things that I'm going to say is toys. I am the advocate for sex toys. In the bedroom, with a partner, by yourself, whatever. Get your partner some type of sex toy. You know, whether something that you want to try on them or something you've known they wanted to try, just get it for them. Hell, you can even get friends sex toys. I've done it before with Kiki. She wanted we talked maybe like a year ago about a confetti dildo, and I just so happened to find a really nice deal on one. I was like, wow, I remember somebody saying something to me about this, and it was Kiki. And I was like, that's right. She wanted, let me go ahead and just get her this as a just because gift. It doesn't have to be your partners that you just give just because gifts to. You can do this with your friends as well. And so I got her that. I don't know if y'all remember the episode with the boss on there. His birthday was back in August. I got him a sex toy as well. The cum cookies for Kiki. I had another friend who, in conversations with her, and we were talking about the podcast, and she told me that she had never used a sex toy before. Like, in all 30-something years of her life, she'd never used a sex toy. And at the time, I just so happened to have a few boxes of sex toys that I had bought because I just like to have extra whenever I use them, or I might give them as a gift. If y'all know anybody out there who's a sex toy plug and they need a sponsor, tell them to come holler at Mr. L. But, yes, I was like, yo, you know what? Fuck that. We're going to change this now because I think that everybody should experience a sex toy at least one part in their life to either see if they enjoy it or not. And if they enjoy it, to continue to use it. So I gifted her with a sex toy that I had never opened, still in the box. I let her pick out which one looked interesting to her via a video of my previous Amazon order. So I think that was dope. You know, if somebody came up to me and gave me a sex toy as a gift, I'd be hype. Like, okay, this is dope. Which we played this game called Do a Drink over the weekend. If y'all have played it, then y'all know how it goes. But I pulled a red card. Actually, I think, yeah, I pulled a red card. With that game, we just skipped all the white cards and went straight to black. And so you either get a black or a red card. Red being the most embarrassing or worst dares or do's that you would have to do. And I had to let one person in the group decide to buy a special toy for $20 on Amazon on my account. So I gifted myself because they chose, but a new cock ring, one that they didn't know that I already had. It's the kind where it's like two rings attached. It's still silicone, I believe. And one goes around the shaft, one goes around the balls. Love cock rings to death, but I'm starting to realize, like, wow, okay, these things are a little tight on me. Like, if I see an imprint on my dick when I take off the cock ring, I'm like, okay, I know I've been told that it's thick before, but I guess this is actually showing it. So shout out to the girth gang out here. We thriving. But yes, get them a sex toy, something that they can enjoy or you all can enjoy together. It's a great way to incorporate something new in the bedroom as well. It's like, well, baby, hey, listen, I got you this. Boom, open it. And it's like, oh, shit, what the fuck is this? What's a sex toy? I wanted us to try it, and this is for you. Now, if they say no, of course, you know, that's the end of that. But when you present it as a gift, something that you are giving to them, I think that the chances would be higher that as long as it's nothing too extreme in their minds, they would at least give it a try. The vibrators that are app controlled, wireless app controlled vibrators, great gifts as well, especially if you're in a long distance relationship or your partner, you know, is going to be gone for an extended period of time. It's something that you both can enjoy. One person controlling it, the other person getting the pleasure from it. Fire. One thing that I love to do, I supply a butt plug, but what I like to do with it is I'm going to pay for you to get your nails done. You get them done the color that I tell you to. And then when you get back, boom, here's the matching butt plug that matches the color of your nails. Now spread it open so I can see all of it together. It's beautiful. I love it. And also for long distance things, or even just for your partner to have, there is a clone of Willy where you can make a silicone, I believe, a mold of your dick that can be used as a dildo. I used to have one, but I never got a chance to use it. And I think I lost it or something happened in the midst of moving. But it's something I definitely want to try again, or I want to try. And I'm thinking about doing the clone of Willy and possibly putting it up as a giveaway on the podcast episode whenever I do release it. So y'all let me know what y'all think about that. Would y'all be down to complete a challenge to be entered into winning a clone of Willy of Mr. L? I like that. But yes, that is a great idea, or a great option as well, as to get the clone of Willy kit, make a mold of your penis and give it to your partner. That way they can kind of have you whenever they need you and however they need you. An age old question or thing that I see is when people say, oh, no, I'm about to give them this pussy again as a gift, or this dick again as a gift, where, yes, I do believe that they can be a gift. But if you're consistently giving that same gift over and over and over and over without any other gifts to add on, your partner will not feel the love. They won't. Now, don't get me wrong, the pussy can still be great, but all right. What else you got? I want to see what other gifts you can come up with. How creative can you be with it? Even add some razzle dazzle to the pussy, you know, shave it a little differently or sculpt it up, give it the mohawk opposed to the body. Hell, whatever it is, you know, take the little pink pussycat pill just to get the pussy going. Do something different when you're giving the dick or the pussy for a gift. You know, as my man Bernie Mac said one time, you got to give her the dick, you know. That's just not, no, it's not no cock, AJ. Not cock, I hate that word. Not penis, no, give her the dick. The best dick she ever had, or he ever had, whichever way you go, you know. So yes, dick and pussy can both be gifts, but doesn't mean that it's going to be great gifts, all right? And you shouldn't give it every time. Next up, oh, lingerie. I love some good lace lingerie. That's one of my favorite things to buy as well for my partner, my woman, is some lingerie. I love seeing something see-through with some lace, a little bit of color to it. Yeah, black is cool. I don't really care for white lingerie like that. Give me like something like a nice little forest or emerald green, a pink or a red. Definitely red is sexy. So things like that I would buy for her, especially if I know that there's a specific style of lingerie that she likes, or that I see that I like and I think that she would enjoy. I'll go with that. Now, a threesome could also be a gift to give someone sexually. I know that some people are probably looking like, nah, there ain't no gift, because it's one, it's not happening. Two, well, are they willing to do it with the opposite sex if I do it with the same sex of myself? All of that. Either way, a threesome can be a gift because it may be something that you and your partner don't get that often. And so, therefore, you can gift it to them with either somebody that you have found and you know that it fits the description of what type of person they like and they enjoy. So, yes, a threesome can be a gift as long as it just sticks within the threesome realm and it really doesn't go too further than that, unless y'all are just in a poly lifestyle and y'all have, you know, have an extra girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever. So, yes, a threesome to me can be a gift. A paddle. Now, one of my goals is to either get one, or if somebody wants to treat Mr. L to a new paddle, I just want a nice leather paddle with Mr. L in cursive written on it, or stencil, so that way when I spank someone with it, it leaves my mark. I would love that. So I think I have a guy in mind who might can make it. If y'all know anybody, let me know, because that would be a great gift to myself. Or hey, if somebody wants to get it for me, I'm not opposed to it. Rope as well. If it's something that you want to get into, is like bondage and things of that nature, then I would suggest getting your partner some rope. You know, if you want to be tied up, gift your partner the rope for them to tie you up. Here, babe, got something for you. Well, it's really for us, but it's for you. They open it, it's rope, and now you're butt naked. Like, tie me up, use your gift. I still have this nice orange, I don't think it's glow in the dark, but definitely with Bluetooth it pops, like this orange neon rope that I got as a gift one time, and I have yet to use it, and I'm still upset that I have yet to use it. You can give someone yourself. So with yourself, your body, that's the lines that I'm thinking about. You know, you're giving your body to a person as a gift, but also you're trusting them to not go past your boundaries and your hard limits. So definitely you could, hey, here, I'm all yours for you to do whatever you want to, for you to please me however you would like to please yourself, etc. So yes, you can give them your body, give them your throat. Love a good deep throater. Give them your throat. Give them your face. No, shorty, you can have my face, sit on it, ride it until I tell you to get off. So you better buckle up and be ready for at least, you know, maybe 15 minutes or so. I'm good. I don't need to come up with it. Just sit on my face. Here, this is your gift. Have a seat. Orgasms, definitely. Orgasms are a big way to give a gift when it comes to sex, because take it from someone who loves orgasm control, whether it's overstimulation or orgasm denial. Doesn't matter. If I've been denying you because you've been bad and you were a brat and I haven't given you permission to come or this, that, or the other, then maybe once, you know, I feel as though you deserve it, I will give you an orgasm. I will let you come. You have my permission. Your permission for my doms out there. Also a gift to your submissive. All right, so keep that in mind. You can also give a person a gift by entertaining maybe some of their kinks that they're into. You know, it might not be something that you are necessarily into, but you never really completely truly know until you do a little bit more research on it. So if they have specific kinks where you're just like, I don't know, you know, I might, maybe not, give it to them as a gift. Surprise them, like, hey, I know I said I wasn't going to try this, but here you go. Going back to butt plugs, imagine if, you know, your girl at first is like opposed to the idea of anything in her butt, you know, but then as a gift to you, you see her walking around and she just accidentally drops something in front of you and she bends over to pick it up and boom, there's a nice pink jeweled, we'll say pink rose gold butt plug just poking out. And then you're just like, oh shit, what's this? And she's like, yo, this is a gift for you. I know anal is one of your kinks, so I wanted you to enjoy this gift of me putting this butt plug in and having it in, so that way you can see it and things of that nature. Two of my favorite things, bruises and spankings, and we'll just go with scratch marks and bite marks. I have really found out lately that I really enjoy receiving bite marks. Like, it's just something, that gift is, it reminds me that I did a really good job. to the point where she just had to dig her teeth in it to either stop from yelling, stop from screaming, stop from moaning, whatever. But yes, giving your partner bruises, giving them spankings, all of that are considered gift giving. I'm giving you a reminder, basically. It can either be a reminder of a good time or a reminder that, hey, do not fuck with me. I am not one to be played with. So therefore, I'm going to leave this bruise here for every time you think about fucking trying me. You have this bruise when you sit down or when you stand up or when you walk that you still feel the sting from me spanking you. So do not fuck with me again. Tight vibe, you know. That's why that can also be a gift, a reminder. The gift that just keeps on giving and reminding. I like it. So yeah, those are just a few ways also sexually that you can give a gift to your partner. Hell, head is a gift too, because not everybody all the time gets head. So on those special occasions, and you just pull a, you know, throat goat out, which I hope that you are pulling the throat goat out on more than just special occasions if you are dubbed throat goat. But yeah, either way, if you're not getting it that much or not as often as you would like to, that can still be a gift, because it's something that you are not getting, but somebody else is giving it to you. All right. So let's keep these things in mind. As we wrap up the show, I once again appreciate you all listening. I hope that you were entertained as well as educated. Make sure you like and subscribe again and share. Go back and check out some of the episodes that maybe you haven't listened to before and that you're new here. And you should go back and check. We got some dope ass content with, you know, some solo episodes and a few with some guests, some pretty dope ass guests. So do that in the meantime, after you get done with this episode, of course. Make sure that you do follow me on Instagram, From the Mind of Mr. L. Come on over there, shoot me a DM, let's have some conversations. You can check me out on Three Guys and a Girl with, once again, AJ Slim from Slim Stay Scheming and my guy, the dating expert, Val. Come check us out every other Wednesday, all right? You can do that via Instagram as well. Once again, I can't thank you all enough for allowing me to just get on here and ramble. I really do appreciate it. But as always, I am the compassionate Dom, the sensual sadist, the southern gent with a sprinkle of filth, your host, Mr. L.